new reporting by ProPublica Illinois has found that dozens of families are exploiting a loophole in the financial aid program for college students. Parents in the Chicago suburbs are giving up custody of their kids so they can qualify for need-based aid before they start college classes. The students exploiting the system have enrolled at both private colleges and large state schools, including the University of Wisconsin-Madison. The practice is now getting attention from the U.S. Department of Education. Dua Eldeeb is a reporter for ProPublica Illinois. She's been one of the journalists investigating this story. Dua, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
First, can you explain for us how need-based financial aid works?
Yes. So basically, the way that it works is, you know, colleges look at the students or the families' assets and their income levels, and based on that, they're able to determine how much financial aid they give the student.
And so the totals that financial aid officers are looking at, what income is being considered when they decide whether a student might need help paying for college?
They're looking at the parents' incomes and the parents' assets, because the students are, you know, the children of these of their parents. And so what happened in this case is the families were able to transfer guardianship of their children and then give it to another family member, a grandmother, an aunt, uncle, or even in some cases a close friend. And then when the student turned 18, they were able to declare themselves independent. And then when the colleges and the public institutions went to look at their assets and incomes, it was based on the students' asset and incomes, not their families.
So this is a legal process, right, to basically give up custody of your child?
It's a legal process, and it's been around for a long time. And, you know, when we were looking at the court records, because this all happens in court, you can see the petitions for guardianship, and a lot of them are really difficult to read. They're about, parents who had to give up guardianship of their children because, you know, a family member, a parent was incarcerated or deported or had drugs or mental health issues and they weren't able to care for their children. And so that's typically how guardianship works, and it's usually done at a younger age. But then these petitions really stood out to us because, you know, those petitions, you know, the typical ones are usually handwritten by a family, again, who's really in dire straits. These were, you know, usually done by, they were typed up, they were done by lawyers, and they're saying, you know, we're doing this in, because it's, we believe it's in the best interest of our child, and, you know, the guardian can provide educational and other opportunities that we can't provide.
And those opportunities are basically a smaller amount of income that would show up on that financial aid application.
Exactly. So basically, these families were earning too much to qualify for the need-based financial aid. So, for example, at the federal level, you have Pell Grants. In Illinois, we have MAP Grants at the state level. And even the universities as well have some kind of specific need-based financial aid. And so when they were able then to use their income, the students' income levels and not the family's income levels, they were able to qualify for that need-based financial aid.
And what do we know about the families that were taking advantage of this loophole? What socioeconomic classes were they coming from primarily?
So from the ones we've looked at, and, you know, I'd like to just clarify by saying we've looked primarily at Lake County, Illinois, which is a suburb of Chicago. Includes a number of suburbs of Chicago. Some of them are fairly affluent. And some of these families are doctors, there's a lawyer, one of them is a school administrator. And so as far as we can tell, you know, again, these are not families who qualify for financial aid. But what the lawyer has said, one of the lawyers that handled these petitions for a number of families has said is, look, college is really expensive, and some of these families were struggling to pay for it, and this was the way that they figured out to get around it. And it is legal. The law does not preclude them from doing this.
We're talking with Dua Aldeeb. She's a reporter for ProPublica Illinois. We're talking about an investigative piece that she worked on with other journalists looking at a financial aid loophole that some families in Illinois are taking advantage of. And Dua, you said that you looked specifically or primarily at Lake County, Illinois. How widespread was that in what is quite a small sample there?
Yeah, so we found, and as you mentioned, you know, I helped out my my colleague Jody Cohen and Melissa Sanchez on this, and basically found almost four dozen families in Lake County who were doing this. Since then, we've looked at McHenry County, and we found about 10 cases there that appear to follow the same pattern. And this is all just within the last year and a half. And so from what we can tell, it's happening. And we think that a lot of these families have gone to the same college consultant and that this was something that we're hearing was advised by her.
And there is a good chance that this is happening in other parts of the country as well. It's just that you are based in Illinois and that's where you started your investigation.
Exactly, exactly. We are a, you know, a nonprofit independent newsroom based in Chicago, and we focus on Illinois. So we kind of started from there, and we're slowly working our way out, and we're still investigating.
We were talking about the needs-based financial aid, and you were saying this isn't illegal. Some people are saying, you know, these families are going to have a hard time paying for college, but is there enough of this financial aid to go around for people who might be in much tighter financial situations than the families that took advantage of this loophole?
Well, I think that's why this story has really struck a nerve, because the pool of financial aid is finite. I mean, once one student gets it, that means another student can't. So last year in Illinois, there were more than 80,000 students who had qualified for that MAP grant and couldn't get it because the state ran out of money. It's a first-come, first-served basis scholarship or grant. And so because other students got it, then other students who still needed it weren't able to get it. So I think that's why people are really angry about this.
Students who took advantage of this loophole were applying to a variety of universities and colleges, including big state universities like University of Illinois and UW-Madison, also smaller private colleges. Have you heard in the wake of your investigation, are the schools stepping up to try to identify when this might be the case in an application?
Yes, we have reached out to a number of universities, including the ones you mentioned, including UW-Madison. And what we've heard from them is they're looking at this, and that if they find that the students misrepresented their financial need, if they find that they were still being supported by their family financially, or they're still on their medical insurance, then they are going to pull back the institutional financial aid that they were given. You know, they made sure to say that they are still required to give out the state and federal aid, but the university aid that they have power over, that is something that they will reduce. And actually, University of Illinois, where this kind of they all started in terms of being able to recognize that this was a problem, has already done so with three students.
Dua, since this reporting came out, the U.S. Department of Education and the state of Illinois have also responded. What has their reaction been?
So the U.S. Department of Education Office of Inspector General has said they want to add clarifying language to the financial aid forms, the federal financial aid forms, which is really where all of this begins. And basically saying, again, if the students are receiving medical financial support from their parents, then they would not be qualified to get this aid. In Illinois, lawmakers are also very upset. They have actually, we just heard yesterday that they have scheduled a hearing for next week where they are demanding answers. One legislator that I talked to said that they are looking to see whether or not they can have the power to subpoena parents to testify at the hearing. And again, I think this you know, it's twofold. You know, one, it's like, well, are these parents really cash strapped? Is this really kind of a last resort for them? And is it because college has gotten so expensive that even, you know, middle class families can't afford it? Or is this about parents who can genuinely afford to pay for college and are using the system to get out of it?
And Dua, before we let you go, what are you and your colleagues going to be looking for as this story goes forward?
So we continue reporting. We want to see how widespread it is. We want to hear from parents and families about, again, why this is happening, why they did this, if this is happening in other places, to what extent. I mean, we have so many questions, and we're just going to keep investigating.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your research with us. And I am guessing that there will be an update coming soon.
Thank you so much for having me on to discuss it.
Dua Aldeeb is a reporter for ProPublica Illinois. She joined us to talk about parents giving up custody of their kids so that they'll qualify for need-based financial aid going into college. You can read more about the story, the initial story, and a follow-up at ProPublica.org. You can also share your experiences.